Can we turn down the TV just to do it? Because it's sort of hard to pick up. You got one?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do that one? And then Mom can maybe do one other one with you? Let's see if I can find mine. Be in here. I'll be a very upset person if it's not in here. They didn't put a knock on me.
I'm going to do this yet.
You aren't going to do that one yet? How about if you do this one? Have you ever seen this one? Did your mom can read that to you? And it was that. Who is that? She's never gone. Right. Right out, huh? Look at the moon, he's smiling. Mm. His eyes, you know, over his mouth. Just like we see up there. Remember? You know what that is?
What?
A what?
Calipita.
A calipita? Alright, come here, turn it on. Okay. What's that right there?
It's a
big moon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bigger than the moon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Like that, see that? Didn't even know myself how big of an egg. Okay, one Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. What's that? The sun with the caterpillar. Oh, there he is. Okay. Ooh, look at this. Wait a minute. He started to look for some food. See, standing on his hind legs here. Okay, and on Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry.
He's very hungry.
I guess, huh? Mm. Awful small to be eating that many stuff. What's this here? Look at those. Mother? You don't like to eat those from the ice cream or from the jelly. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. Oh. On Friday, he ate through five. What are those? You eat those all the time. What color are they? No, forget the word. Oranges. Five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
And what's this?
Ice cream,
a pickle, and a slice of Swiss cheese, and a slice of salami. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a big one at Indian Ranch the other day. What's that?
Lollipop.
Lollipop. And a piece of cherry.
Pizza.
No, it's pie. That's pie. It does look a little bit like pizza, doesn't it? And one sausage, and what's that?
Cupcake,
and a slice of watermelon. Mm. That night, he had a stomach ache. See all that junk food he ate, that's why. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. He really ate right through. Wow. Look at that. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house. Remember what it's called? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Cocoon.
Remember?
He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and then
he turned to a butterfly.
A butterfly.
And a big one.
Yeah, pretty one. Look at all the colors in there, too. Huh? Purple. What other colors you see in there?
Red.
Red. What's that color?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that yellow? It's a little shaded, but it's yellow, right? What color is that there?
Green.
Green. What's that color?
Blue.
Blue. Oh, all pretty colors, huh? Yep. The end.
The end.
Ta-da.
No.
Mm-hmm. Read. Oh, but Mom can read that, huh?
You had to get a big one, didn't you? Okay. Okay, you know what we can do? Just figure out who all these characters are. So who's that?
No way.
And who's that? When it goes down the hole. What's her name? Alice.
Alice
and what?
Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. And who's that?
Winnie the Pooh.
That.
Bambi.
Bambi. Who's that?
Huh?
Remember him and maybe
her.
Yeah, well, who's that? What's her name? What's her name? Come on, get it on tape.
Le.
Starts with an L. Lady.
And a tramp.
Yeah. And you don't remember him? You got that on tape, too, the cassette tape, yeah.
Todd.
It's Todd. The fox in the hound.
Fox in the hound.
And who's that?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Yeah.
Look at
that.
Look.
That's a pretty horse, huh?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there lived a beautiful little girl. Everyone loved her because not only was she beautiful, but she was also good. Alas, her mother died, and the girl and her father were very sad. Time passed, however, and her father decided to marry again. He chose her for his new wife, a widow, who already had two daughters of her own. And what were those daughters like?
Witches.
Yeah, they were real mean, weren't they?
Yeah.
Although these two girls could have been pretty, they were so bad-tempered and cruel and spiteful that they always looked ugly. One day, Cinderella's father died, and she was left alone with her stepmother and the ugly sisters. They hated their young stepsister, and so did their mother. They soon turned her into their servant and told her, "Your place is here in the kitchen. You are our servant. You will have to see that the kitchen fire is lit each morning and the hearth, swept clean. Clearing out the cinders is just the right kind of work for somebody like you." Then they both said, "And we shall call you Cinderella because you will always be among the cinders." So Cinderella became the maid of all work. She swept and cleaned and dusted all day long, and her clothes were in rags. All she had for a bedroom was the attic, but all the animals were her friends. In the morning, birds sang their sweetest songs to her, and they whispered to her that one day Prince Charming would come and take her away with him. Some of Cinderella's friends were mice. She always made sure to keep some cheese for them. Her favorite mouse, Jack, was so fond of her that he would have done anything for her. One day, Jack rushed to Cinderella, saying, "You must come, Cinderella." "Why, what's the matter?" "Follow us and you'll see." Jack had found a new little mouse who didn't know Cinderella. "We must give him a name," Cinderella said. "What about Gus?" The little mouse nodded his head happily. Later, Cinderella also gave him a little sweater and a cap, which she had knitted for him. Isn't that cute? Every morning, Cinderella's first task was to feed the chickens and hens. The hens weren't very bright, but Cinderella was always kind to them anyway. Yeah?
She allowed for the mouse.
She usually mixed some cheese with the grain. The hens didn't particularly care for cheese, but the mice loved it. They're neato, huh? Oh, here come the mice. So whenever Cinderella called them, the mice came running. "Enjoy your cheese," she always said. "Watch out for the cat," Jack suddenly said. The little troop of mice stopped short. That mean old cat, huh? Look out, Jack said, lowering his voice. That's Lucifer. He loves mice. I mean, he loves to eat them, of course. Don't be fooled. He isn't sleeping at all. He's only pretending. And then when you think he is fast asleep, he jumps up and grabs you with his big paws. Jack, who was brave and liked to show off, decided to go out anyway. He tiptoed out of the hole and around the cat. I got you, Lucifer said when he saw Jack, but he was too late. Jack jumped to safety in a teeny tiny hole.
Teeny tiny.
Meanwhile, all the others had had time to get away. Pretty neat, oh. As soon as the mice were in the courtyard, they all rushed to the pieces of cheese that Cinderella had thrown. The hens got angry when they saw their food being taken away. Gus, who was quite daring for so young a mouse, started arguing with one of the hens. Don't make such a fuss. There'll be plenty left for you. As he continued to pick up as much cheese as he could carry. Jack, who was hiding in a hole with Lucifer watching him, saw Gus carrying his load of cheese across the kitchen, not thinking about the cat at all. Lucifer immediately spotted him and quietly crouching down thought to himself, what a good meal that plump little mouse and cheese will be. Uh-oh. Think he's gonna eat him? He got ready to pounce on the mouse. When Gus saw him, he dropped his food and began running frantically. But it was almost too late and the cat was just about to catch him when there was a big bang. When Gus turned around to see what was happening, he saw the crafty cat lying on the floor, not moving. It was Jack who had saved Gus by dropping a broom on Lucifer's back. You're fortunate this time, he said, but you must be more careful, my young friend. Oops, little witches. Ring, ring. The two sisters and their mother always woke up at the same time and all rang for Cinderella. Poor Cinderella had to rush them their breakfast. Otherwise, they started shouting and calling her names. She's on their head. The bell stopped ringing and Cinderella, carrying the three trays, hurried upstairs. But the mean sisters and their mother were already yelling at her. What are you doing? What a dawdler you are. If you don't come at once, her stepmother threatened, I'll have you iron my entire wardrobe. Poor Cinderella was used to complaints and threats. She heard them several times every day. Oh no, they'll fall, huh? Who's that?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? Meanwhile, in the royal palace, the old king was bemoaning his fate. How unhappy I am. Why, what's the matter, your majesty? The chief official of his royal household asked. Your Majesty owns the most beautiful palace. There are no wars in your country, and your son, the prince. My son, that's exactly it. He is the one who causes all my trouble. The only thing he is interested in is riding horses and hunting. I was already married at his age. I have an idea. Why don't you give a big ball for his birthday? Perhaps he'll find a girl he would like to marry. The following day, a messenger could be seen taking his invitations to all the houses in the kingdom. Will you give this letter to your mistress? The messenger said when Cinderella opened the door. It's an invitation to the grand ball at the palace. And then he left. Okay, Cinderella's stepsisters were very excited when they heard about the invitation to the grand ball at the palace. They were so excited they could hardly eat anything for 2 whole days. They could already picture themselves getting married to the prince.
And she heard it.
Yeah.
But the stepmother said she can't go.
I know, what a meanie. Cinderella, what are you doing here? Why don't you go back to your work instead of wasting time? Stepmother, Cinderella began hesitating. I was wondering if I could go to the ball too. What an idea. You can't even dance and you don't intend to go to the ball in rags, do you? In the attic, the mice, Cinderella's little friends were all waiting for her. You'll be the loveliest girl at the ball. But I only have this old dress, which was my mother's, and it won't be good enough for the prince's ball. Don't worry, we'll fix it up for you. And then while she's all cleaning up her stuff there, and the cat's tracking it up so she has to do it again, there, over there in the attic, making her beautiful gown. See that? Sweating the words. So the birds come over and put their tags on and everything, and it's this here, this sash, remember? You put the little bow up there, little princess things here. They're all flying around, and the mice are rolling around, fooling around with the tape. And there's the cat trying to still catch them. Night had already fallen, and Cinderella looked out of the window. She saw the windows of the palace all lit up, and she felt tears well up in her eyes, because she wouldn't be able to go to the ball. When she went up to her room in the attic, she opened the door. The prettiest dress she had ever seen was there. She could hardly believe her eyes. Is this my mother's old dress? You're wonderful. How can I ever thank you? All you have to do is put it on and go to the ball. When Cinderella put on her dress and some jewelry, she looked so pretty that the mice and birds all began to sing. Cinderella is the prettiest girl in the whole kingdom. Yeah? Uh-oh. Look at them all. Cinderella went downstairs, but as soon as her sisters saw her, they grabbed her dress and began pulling so hard that it was torn into pieces in no time at all. By the time they were finished, Cinderella's beautiful dress was in rags. And then all the ugly sisters and the stepmother went to the ball, and she sat there crying. What could we do to comfort her? They asked each other. They looked up at the stars, and suddenly one of them started growing bigger and bigger until it turned into a...
The fairy godmother.
Yeah. And the fairy godmother changed her old rags into a beautiful gown, and she got the mice and the pumpkin and changed it into a coach and carriage and all that stuff. Poof! He's not a mice no more, is he? He's a horse. Yeah. Cinderella was so astonished at what was going on that she could only stand and stare. Hurry, said her fairy godmother. There is still more to be done if you want to get to the ball tonight. Only one thing remains. You cannot go to the ball in rags. And that's when she gets the beautiful dress on, see? Look at that. And then the fairy godmother tells her she has to be home by midnight. Yeah. I promise, said the girl as the coach pulled away. When she arrived, everyone wondered who could be in so beautiful a coach. Yeah. Is it a king? Is it a queen? Or maybe a prince? And she started walking up all those stairs. Oh, that's a lot of stairs just to go see a prince. He hadn't especially liked any of the women or girls who were attending the ball. Up on his balcony, the king and his chief official were very upset about the prince not wanting to dance with anyone. But when Cinderella reached the dance, that was it. She looked so beautiful that all the guests stopped dancing to look at her, wondering who she was. Then the prince started dancing with her, and the ugly sisters and the stepmother were getting all upset and jealous and everything else. But all of a sudden, the clock struck 12, and she had to go. But remembering her fairy godmother's words, she curtsied and rushed away.
But a glass too.
That's right. She ran down the stairs as fast as she could, jumped into her coach, and only when she was seated did she notice that one of the glass slippers was missing. I lost one of them while I was rushing down the stairs. Cinderella heard the first stroke of midnight, and by the time the 12th stroke rang out, her fairy godmother's predictions came true. She got into her rags, the coach was gone, the horses turned back into the mice. Then the king was too old to stay up very late, and as soon as he had seen the prince had finally found the girl he was longing for, the king had fallen asleep. He dreamt that he was a grandfather and that his grandson was playing, riding on his back. The following morning, Cinderella had a strange feeling. What? No, the king was dreaming. Had a strange feeling of having had a beautiful dream, except there was a glass slipper. So now she knew it wasn't a dream. So, meanwhile, after Cinderella had so suddenly left, the prince did nothing for some time but gaze at her slipper, which had been brought to him. Clearly he was in love with the owner of the glass slipper. After a while, he roused himself to some action. So he sent messengers around to all the kingdom, all the women in the kingdom, to try on the shoe. But everybody, look at the, she had a big foot. That was a little tiny shoe, huh? And they kept searching and kept searching. And they went to the ugly sisters and the stepmother, and they tried on the glass slipper, but the guy dropped it. He broke it. Broke it right into pieces. Now how are they going to find her? How are they going to find her? Do you remember?
But
she has the other one.
Mm.
Yeah.
But she got the bunch.
Yeah, but she's got that one. So she tries that one on and it fits. And then what happens when she fits that on? What happens?
It fits.
The prince marries her. And then they live happily ever after. And the mice get to go live in the kingdom too because they're her friends. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the end.
Yep. Can I go now?
All done.
Quite a book.
Yeah, I tried to shorten it as best I could.
Good job. You can do the puzzle.